Hallelujah. The name is Christ. We commence our testimony section. This afternoon, we praise and thank God that we have seven of our brothers and sisters going to come up and testify for the Lord. I think this is the most ever, right, that we have to testify at the same time, seven people. So we do have until 4:30, so that's about an hour or so. So hopefully we utilize all the time. And if not, it's okay too. So we would like to invite our first one is Rebecca.
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Dito moda.
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify. When I was little, I would visit Northern California, mainly Palo Alto, where my grandparents live.
奉爵士圣名做见证，当我还是小时候，会去北加州去拜访我的外公外婆。那主要是去Palo Alto这个地方。
My mom would help my grandpa with restaurant taxes and computers while I played upstairs.
那时候我就会在楼上玩耍，我妈妈就会帮我阿公他餐厅里面要报税的一些资料。I
couldn't exactly walk by myself yet, but I could scoot around in a baby walker.
那时候我还不太会走路，那我就是坐着婴儿椅，然后会可以走来走去，用婴儿椅。
I would just be upstairs, occasionally baby talking to my mom downstairs.
那时候我在楼上，然后有时候我就会跟妈妈讲一些话。
One day when I was a few months old, my mom closed the door of the room upstairs that I was in to help my grandma.
那有一次在楼上的时候，妈妈把门关了起来，然后呢，她就在楼下跟我阿嬷说话。
Even though she remembers closing the door, it opened either when my grandpa went in or if I opened it myself, you know, that's kind of impossible.
那时候她记得她是把门关上了，或者是可能之后我阿公去的时候把它关上。
I stopped talking to my mom for a while and she just thought I fell asleep.
那时候我就开始没有跟我妈妈说话了，那时候我妈妈以为我在楼上睡着了。But
After a few minutes, she heard a loud crash.
那大概几分钟后，她听到了一个很大的响声。My
grandpa's stairs has two levels or platforms, and I fell from the top of the stairs to the first platform.
那我阿公他的楼梯有两层，那时候我就从上层，然后摔到了下层。
I started crying very loudly, and my mom and grandpa rushed up the stairs to see what happened.
那时候我很大声的开始哭，然后我的外公跟我妈妈就跑上去看我发生了什么事。My
mom kept praying that nothing would happen to me since I was still so young.
那因为那时候我还很小，所以我妈妈就向神祷告，希望一切都好。
I was rushed to the pediatrician to see if I had a concussion or broken bones.
那所以那时候他们就赶快把我送到了儿童医室，看我是否有脑震荡，或者是骨头有没有被摔断。On
the car, I cried so hard that I was sleepy and couldn't stay awake.
那在车上的时候，我一直哭，然后我又有点想睡觉，然后我没有办法醒来。My
grandma had to use a cold towel on my forehead in case I had a concussion because if I fell asleep, I would have died.
所以我那时候外婆她就会用湿的毛巾放在我头上，因为如果我有脑震荡的话，如果我睡着，我可能就死了。When
we returned from the doctors, my mom and my grandpa took turns throwing the walker down the stairs to see if it would tumble.
那所以等到从医院回来后，那我的外公跟我的妈妈他们就试着走那个楼梯，看说是否这样子真的会摔下来。After
a few tries, my grandpa found out that the walker didn't flip, but it ran into the wall pretty hard.
那后来之后，我的外公发现，其实我根本不是整个翻过来，只是撞到了墙，很强烈的撞到了墙壁。
I should have at least ran head first into the wall or hurt my hand, but I came back unharmed.
那如果是这样的撞击的话，我可能脑部跟手部会受伤，但是我一切都好。I
thank God for listening to my mom's prayer and for guiding me through safely.
那我感谢神聆听了我妈妈的祷告，并且让我一切平安。May
all the glory and praise be unto his holy name.
愿一切荣耀跟颂赞都归于在天上的神。
Amen.
Sorry. Please thank God for Rebecca's testimony.
那感谢神，Rebecca 姐妹分享的正道的分享。
Even though the testimony was very short, but it's very meaningful.
那虽然她的分享很短，但是很有意义。
And she shared with us how her mom always prayed for her that she would be safe.
那她在这边分享她妈妈如何帮她祷告，然后希望她可以平安。
So even though she fell from the second floor right all the way to the first floor, and thank God, and nothing really happened to her.
那感谢神，虽然她从第二层摔到第一层，但是她一切平安。
And then her grandfather tried to put the cane there to see if it flips or it just slides and hit the wall. And sure enough, that the cane just went ahead and just hit the wall because, you know, if that is the case, she would have been very hurt.
所以那时候她的外公就做了一个测试，然后发现说其实是撞击到墙壁，要不然的话她可能会受很重伤。
Even though this is only one a very small blessing, but if we look at our lives and how God has taken care of us.And you will remember how much God loves us and cares for us.
那虽然这只是一个小小的祝福，但是如果我们回想，神是怎么样子的带领我们的话，神他真的是时时刻刻都在照顾我们。
Because miracles and signs do not need to happen like in a huge way, right? But every little things in our lives. And what happened if she broke her neck? She become paralyzed. What happened if she cracked her skull? Then she, you know.
因为
and, yeah.
因为神迹奇事不一定是要很一个很大的事情，有时候在小事情上也可以看到。如果他不小心摔断了脖子，或者是摔把头再摔重一点的话，这样在他的后果可能会不堪设想。
Actually, with a kind of fall, the possibility of getting hurt is very high. But thank God that she was safe.
那他这样摔下来，他受伤的几率很高，但是感谢神，他一切平安。
So may God be glorified.
那愿神的名
Next one is Joshua Kim.
So let's pray in silence first.
大家一起低头默祷。
Amen. So, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share my very short and brief testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名，我做一个简短的见证。
So about 5 months ago, I was taking this acceleration course in my school.
那大概在五个月前，我在我学校，我在读一个叫做所谓的快程班。
And this acceleration course was for skipping a next math level.
那如果我拿了这个快程班的话，我就可以，我的数学就可以再跳一级。
It was a very great opportunity for me, since I longed to skip a next math grade.
那对我来说，这是一个很好的机会，因为我真的很想要跳级。
However, with this great opportunity came great distress and suffering.
但是虽然有这个很好的机会，但是同样的，我有因为这样子，我有许多的忧愁和受了一些苦。
So it was in the middle of a school year, and I was already taking 6 classes, and this thankfully made it 7.
那时候是在学期的中段部，那我已经拿了6堂课，然后再加上这一堂就是第7堂。
For this, sometimes I spent about 9 to 10 hours in school studying.
那因为这样子，所以我大概平均每一天是9到10个小时在学校或者是读书。
Also, this math class was the math class that squished the whole entire year of math into about 5 months, and there was a lot. I mean.Tons of homework.
那因为这个班级，他把本来要学的一年的这个数学，把它改缩短成5个月，所以就有许多的功课。
Finally, in addition, the teacher discouraged me even more.
那不但这样子，老师也使我非常气馁。
Although the teacher was very kind and gentle,
那虽然这个老师他人很好，然后非常的温柔。
She was, I guess, too kind and gentle.
那我想可能他对是太好，人太好，然后太温柔了。
Her voice was very squeaky and was very hard to concentrate.
那因为她的声音非常的高，所以呢，让我很难在上课的时候专心。
So every day was very hard.
所以每天来对我来说都很难。
And sad.
然后我也很伤心。
And my backpack was so full of books and papers that it looked like my belly.
那我的书包里面有挤满了很多的书，都鼓起来就像我的肚子一样。
But in God's grace and mercy, though, I am alive right now.
那因为是神他的恩典跟他的慈爱，所以我今天在这里。
And during this year, he guided me through the darkest time and made it possible to put all these math things into my brain.
那他让那一年就是我的脑袋可以承受这么多的数学。
At the end, there was the final, and if I didn't pass the final, I will have to do all this thing all over again with the same teacher.
那再来最后呢，就是期末考。如果我没有过的话，那我就需要再重拿一次，然后跟这个一样的老师再拿同样的课。
And at the final day, I spent about 5 hours doing the test.
那所以在最后一天，我大概花了5个小时，然后考试。
And I sort of finished the test.
那我大概的把考试的那个题目都写完了。
After a few days later,
那几天后,
the result came through the email.
然后我就从我的电子邮箱里面收到考试结果。
Well, with trembling heart and trembling hand, I scrolled the mouse down.
那时候我非常的害怕，然后我就用滑鼠。And
hallelujah, and thank God.
然后我就看考试成绩，那 hallelujah, 感谢神。
I passed the test.
那我通过，我考过了。
Well, through this, I learned that even, or I mean, especially in times of darkness and suffering, God is there to take care of us.
那从这边我学到了，当我们在人生黑暗的时候，或者是在受苦的时候，神都在那边跟着我们。
So may all the glory and praise be unto His holy name.
愿一切的荣耀跟颂赞都归于天上的神，真神的名。
Praise and thank God for Joshua's testimony.
感谢神, Joshua跟我们分享他的见证。
So the reason why he take this extra course because he want to skip a math level, right? That's what it is.
因为他多拿了这堂课，因为他想要在数学这一堂课升级。
Then he described these 5 months is full of suffering and darkness.
然后他就形容说这5个月好像是很黑暗，然后受了很多苦。
I don't know, is that from studying a lot or Because I guess, you know, every generation have different kind of meanings of suffering and darkness, right? And you say you stay school actually 9 to 10 hours a day. Is that what you say? Wow.
所以他那时候在学校的时候大概平均9到10个小时。
I mean, if you and I pursue the Holy Spirit like this, and pursue to be filled with God's Spirit like this, wow. That'd be great, right?
如果今天我们也是用同样的这种精神来求圣灵充满的话，那这样是会非常的美好。
Can you imagine he spent 5 months, 9 to 10 hours extra in a day to study just to pass a math level?
你可以想象,
That's unbelievable, right?
他愿意花用在这5个月的时间，花9到10个小时，就是为了让他的数学跳一级。
And I hope, you know, and through studying, he said he was suffering. He was suffering.
然后他说他在读书的时候感觉是在受苦。
Not only that, he has listened to the annoying voice of his teacher.
然后同时要听他的老师很尖锐的声音。
But he still went through it and, you know, be able to, you know, pass his course.
但是他还是通过了，然后之后也通过了考试。
So 12 days at IHTS is not a problem for you at all, right?
所以这样子的话, 在, 高中神训班12天，这样对你来说并不是一个问题。
So that's why when the council mentioned to me during your test you have 5 memory verses and you guys complaining and stuff like that, I'm like, what? 5 memory verses you guys are complaining? I'm sure in school you study just like Joshua, right? You study for so many hours and for what? Just to get good grades, you know?
那但是你的辅导员跟我分享说，那时候考试的时候要给你们只有五个圣经节背，然后就有些人开始来抱怨。但是我相信你们可能在学校的时候也跟Joshua一样，你们也是很努力的读书，为了就是要拿到一个好的成绩。But
thank God, Joshua is very diligent, and God bless him, right? Bless him in the end to pass his test.
那感谢神，Joshua他非常的用功，然后之后神也祝福他，让他通过了考试。And
I really implore all of you to give this kind of diligence, also to you know to seek in. For our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我在这里也鼓励大家用同样的心智，然后努力的追求主耶稣基督。
And the reward not only you're going to pass the test, right, but rather the reward is eternal life.
所以你到最后的结果不只是通过考试，你还可以拿到永生。
So praise and thank God.
赞美神。
Now we ask Sister Ariel to come up.
现在请 Ariel 姐妹做见证。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence before we begin.
在开始之前，请大家低头默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
The week before RHTS on a Sunday morning.
那在高中神训班，一个礼拜之前，那是在一个星期天的早上。
I woke up with a sharp pain in my stomach.
我早上起来的时候，感觉我的肚子很有刺痛。
It was painful to the point where I thought I was going to die or faint.
那这刺痛非常的痛，我觉得我可能快要死了，或者要昏倒了。
My face was very pale and or complete white.
那时候我的脸很苍白。
And it was very hard to see.
然后我看不太清楚。
I remember when I went to the bathroom, it was very painful. It was painful to the point where when I sit or lie down on my bed, it would still be painful.
我记得那时候我去厕所，然后如果我没办法躺，然后我也没办法坐下来，因为非常的痛。
At that time, I was sweating cold sweat and I felt very cold.
那时候我冒冷汗，然后并且感觉非常的冷。
When I was in the bathroom, everything became black, so I tried saying Hallelujah many times.
那当我去厕所的时候，我眼前一片黑，所以我就一直不断的念哈利路亚。
I asked God, God, I'm not ready to be taken yet.
我跟神说，神啊，我还没有预备，我还没有预备，去见你。
At the time, I wasn't able to call my parents, and the only thing that I could do was to rely on God and call out to Him.
那因为那时候没有办法呼叫，叫我父母，所以那时候我可以做的就是，求神。
Then suddenly a hymn popped into my head.
那突然我想到了一首诗歌。
It was He looked beyond my fault.
那首诗歌是他关怀我需求。
The song kept running in my head over and over again.
那这首诗歌在我脑海中旋绕着。
When I kept on saying Hallelujah over and over again.
那我也不断的说哈利路亚。
I remember suddenly blacking out in the bathroom.
后来之后我最后记得就是我在厕所我就不省人事了。
After a while, I woke up in the bathroom with less pain.
那但是之后我在厕所醒来的时候，我就不感觉那么痛了。
And was able to walk back to my room.
那我就可以走回我的房间。
When I went into my room, after I took some pills, I was able to fall asleep.
我走进房间后，然后我吃了一些药，然后我那时候就睡着了。
After a couple hours later,
那几个小时以后
I woke up again normal and healthy like nothing had happened.
我醒来的时候感觉好像都没有事，感觉非常的健康，好像一切事情都没有发生。
I felt no pain.
那我完全不痛了。
I felt very energetic and healthier than usual.
我感觉非常的有精神，然后比平常感觉还要健康。
From this experience,
所以从这一次的这个经验中
I learned that we can only rely on God when we encounter many obstacles.
我学到当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就只可以依赖神。
And that when we need help, just call out to God.
然后当我们需要帮忙的时候，我们就向神呼求。
And God will always be there to help us.
然后神他一直都会在那边帮助我们。
I realize God's love is greater than anybody else on earth.
那我也因为这样子发觉神的爱比世界上一切的爱都还要大。
But going through this situation,
那经过这一次这个经验
of struggling in life,
那就是在生命上困苦。
My faith has increased.
那我的信心因为这样子更增加。
As an encouragement, I would like to share a memory verse.
那想要和大家分享一个圣经节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 37.
罗马书八章三十七节。
It says, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
八章三十七节，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
May all the glory and praise be on his holy name, Hallelujah, Amen.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归于他的圣名 ，Hallelujah, Amen.
Praise and thank God for Ariel's testimony.
感谢赞美神。Ariel 姐妹她们分享她的见证。
So did you ever find out what happened to you?
所以之后你知道是怎么一回事吗？ Okay. 她不知道。
So she just woke up and she had great pain and the pain was not bearable. She even fainted in the bathroom. Right?
所以就是早上起床感觉非常的痛，然后甚至在厕所昏倒了。
And thank God at the time she thought of a hymn and that hymn comforted her.
那感谢神的时候她想到了一首诗歌，这首诗歌安慰她的心。
And then she woke up and she felt normal.
所以当她再一次醒来的时候，她感觉一切都正常。
And then she said she took some pills and then just fell asleep and woke up and she's more healthier and more energetic than before.
然后之后她就吃了一些药，睡着了后再次醒来，她就觉得比往常更健康，还有更有活力。
And the conclusion of her testimony is that, you know, when there's nowhere else to go, we always can rely on God, and that's completely true.
那之后，他最后的重点就是，当我们没有不知道要去怎么走的时候，我们能可以做的就是依靠神。那这个是对的。You
know, at my age, I know that I'm very limited as a human being.
那现在我在这个年纪，我知道，身为人是非常有，能做的非常有限。
When my wife, she's in pain, physically, or emotionally, or spiritually, it's very difficult for me to comfort her.
那当我太太她，肉体上有困苦，或者是精神上或者属灵上有困苦的时候，我并不太能帮助她。
Even though I love her so much, but I cannot do anything when she feels the kind of pain.
虽然我非常的爱她，但是当她在经历痛苦的时候，我并没有什么可以做的。
But the greatest things that we have, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们现在最宝贵有的东西就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ, He always can comfort my wife and also comfort myself.
因为主耶稣，从主耶稣基督，我跟我太太，我们都可以得到安慰。
A couple of weeks ago, I was in Hawaii.
几个礼拜前，我在夏威夷。
And the lightning hit my house.
那时候，雷打到了我的房子。
Pretty much it broke the copper pipe. In my garage, you know, where the water heater is, and the pipe broke, and it shoot the water straight up to the ceiling, and my whole living room area is all like 2 inches of water.
那因为那个雷打到了我的，打到了一个那个水管，热水炉的水管，然后之后我的房子就淹水，大概2英寸高。
And during that time, my wife was not home.
那时候我太太并不在家。
And I was not home.
那我自己也不在家。
So, but really, thank God, because when I was praying, I was just thinking, I need my niece to go and check my house. I just feel like something's going on, right?
那感谢神，那时候在祷告的时候，我就感觉说我应该要叫我的子女去看看我的房子，因为我觉得好像不太对劲。
Even though my niece been living in Dallas almost a year now, I never asked her to go to my house and check on it until that week.
The weekend. And
I know my niece, she's a little bit lazy, not Evelyn, the other one. Yeah, she's a little bit lazy.
那我的子女, 不是 Evelyn, 是另外一个, 她有点懒惰。
So thank God, when she went to check the house, the front door usually have a combination lock, right? And if she just combination lock, she opened, she looked, oh, everything is fine, then she just go back out, right? But it just happened, I don't know who locked. Because usually, even our members know the combination to my house. Like any members want to go by my house, get something, whatever, they just press the number, they go in, right? And during that time, it just happened, someone locked the inner lock, right? There's two locks, the combination lock and the bottom lock, which you cannot open it.
那通常的话，在我家有一个电动的这个锁，就是你按密码就可以进去，然后信徒他们也都知道这个密码。那通常他如果去的话，就是按这个密码，然后门就可以开，他就看看没事，他就会走了。但是不知道为什么那一天他去的时候，他不按，可能有一个人他不知道是谁，他不止用那个 密码，然后他也把锁也锁起来了，所以呢，我不能进去。Thank
you. So because of this, she had to go through the garage, and that's where the broken pipe was. Right, so she went through the garage. The minute she opened the garage, she was yelling on the phone, "Uncle!"
Right. 那是因为这样子，他前门进不进去，所以他就需要绕到车库的地方进去。所以他一把车库打开，他看到那个情况，他就马上叫我，呼叫呼求。The
garage was completely flooded.
因为那时候车库里面全部都是水。
And the water was shooting so strong that it dig a hole into the ceiling, right? The hole was like this big, and all the water just run right into my house.
那因为水的喷力实在太强了，它竟然可以喷到把天花板喷破，然后之后呢，那个水就整个都渗入到我的家里面。
So as a husband, I should be there to take care of all those stuff. But when my wife came back from business trip, she was really stressed out.
那因为身为丈夫，那时候应该在家里帮忙。那时候我太太她工作旅游，然后之后回来家里的时候，她就是她非常的烦躁，有很许多事。
But thank God, after we pray to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那感谢神之后，我们就一起和主耶稣祷告。
That our Lord Jesus Christ really comfort her heart.
然后主耶稣就真的安慰了她的心。
So the house, it cost about $12,000 worth of damage to the house. That's how, yeah.
所以那时候我们家里的损失大概是12,000.
And usually this kind of situation is very stressful because you have to clean all the water and all the hardwood floor is all soaked with water, the ceiling is soaked with water, everything is full of water.
那因为通常这样的情况是非常烦的，因为就等于说全部的木地板，然后还有我们天花板、地板等等，全部都需要换。
But thank God, everything went smoothly and everything's almost fixed. So thank God.
感谢神，之后一切都非常顺利，然后几乎全部的东西都修好了。
Actually, God really cares for us about everything in our lives. So any stress that we have, we all should rely on Him.
那么如果有任何的麻烦或者是压力的话，神他都可以帮助我们。
Thank God. Now we ask Brother Jonathan.
感谢神，那我们现在请Jonathan 弟兄。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣，哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我和大家做见证。
While others may have life-inspiring stories about how God has saved their lives, this is a simple testimony about how a single prayer before important events can help you out in the best and small ways.
那虽然可能人家他们有一些很启发人心的故事，关于神怎么样在他们的生命中拯救他们。那我现在和你们分享的只是一个简单的见证，那是关于然后是当时我跟神祷告。
This took place in the last day of my sophomore year in high school, and I was planning to take an exam in my Chinese 4 class to bring my grade from a B to an A.
那个时候我是在高中第二年，那我那时候计划要考试，那这考试是我一个中文班的考试，让我可以让如果考得好的话，可以把我的成绩从 B 提到 A。
And I was considerably worried about the exam as only a little part of it was multiple choice and it sounded difficult.
那时候我有一点担心这个考试，因为这考试就只有一小个部分是选择题，那感觉好像很难。
And I also felt underprepared, so the night before I prayed to God to help me to stay calm and comforted during the exam and help me.
所以那时候我觉得我很多我并没有准备得很好，所以前一天晚上我就和神祷告，求神帮助我，让我可以冷静下来。那然后并且安慰我，在考试的时候可以安慰我，然后帮助我。
The next day when I went into the room to take the test, it was as hard as I feared.
那隔一天，当我进去教室考试的时候，的确考试的题目就是像我预料中的那么难。
However, I didn't feel worried or panicked as I felt comforted by God.
但是那个时候我不担心，我也不感觉慌张，反而我觉得我有被神安慰。
And I got a good enough grade and got a 94 in the class.
那时候我得到的成绩不错，使我在班上有拿到94分。
And this shows how even a small prayer can help you through tribulations and comfort you.
那所以呢，从这个经验中，让我们知道说，从一个简单的、看似微小的祷告，你可以也可以感受到神安慰你，然后也可以使我们克服困难。
So may all the glory and praise belong to His holy name.
所以愿一切荣耀都归于他的圣名。
Thank God for Brother Jonathan's testimony.
感谢神Jonathan 弟兄和我们分享他的见证。
So his conclusion is that actually even a single prayer can help him to comfort him.
所以他的结论是一个简单一个短的祷告也可以帮助他安慰他。
So being Asian, B is not good enough, right?
所以身为东方人 ，B 不够好。
And then of course he wanted to get an A in class.
所以他那时候他很想要拿到 A。
You know, when you told me this testimony, it reminded me of a friend that I had in college, and he's an Indian friend.
那你讲这个见证让我想到，当我在大学的时候，我有一个印度的同学。
And he got an A minus in class, but he retook the class to get an A.
那他那时候拿到A 减，然后他因为这样子，他又重新拿那堂课，因为他拿到 A.
Yeah, that's being Asian.
Yeah. 所以这就是。东方人的心
态。But praise and thank God, even though he felt nervous, right? But even though he felt nervous, he didn't, you know, go and take drugs or drink coffee and things like that.
那感谢神，当时他虽然很紧张，但是他没有因为这样吸毒或者是喝很多咖啡等等。
But even though I say it's a joke, but actually many students, they would take maybe caffeine pills and different kind of pills or even do drugs and smoke pot to comfort them when they feel so nervous about taking an exam.
那虽然我是开玩笑的，但是的确有些学生，当他们考试前非常紧张的时候，他们可能会吃一些咖啡含咖啡因的药片，或者是吸大麻，或者是吸毒等等。
But for him, he learned to rely on God, even though it's a very small matter.
那虽然这是一件很小的事，但是他知道要依靠神。
And that's what's so great about God.
所以才是为什么说我们的神那么的好。
There's no matters that we put forth in front of him that he doesn't care about.
因为不管我们在他面前祷告什么，他每一件他都会在意。
Whatever makes us feel anxious, whatever makes us worry, he also will comfort us. It doesn't matter. It's so small a matter, but he want to comfort us.
不管是多微小的事情，只要让我们担心，让我们慌张，他都会安慰我们。
I mean, think about to God. Okay, you got a B in class, now you want an A. What's the big deal?
所以想想看，对于神，如果你只是因为你现在在班上有 B， 你要拿到 A， 这个并不是什么一件大事。
But God said it is a big deal because you are worrying about it.
那因为你担心，所以神他就把这件事情他就在意这件事情。
So because of this is why God comforted him.
那就是因为这样子，所以神才安慰他。
And he recognized that God blessed him with a good grade, and then he gave glory to God, and that's what's all about.
所以之后他了解神祝福他，给他一个好的成绩，然后他现在将荣耀归于神。
So praise and thank God.
所以感谢赞美神。
Next.
下一位。
Is Sherry.
Before we begin, let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Hallelujah, amen. Okay. Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
This is the wonderful and abundant grace that God has showered upon me.
那所以想分享的是神，他完美，然后还有他的这个丰盛的祝福。
So freshman year, which is this past year.
所以高中第一年的时候，就是这一年发生的事。
I've tasted the consequences of laziness.
我体验到懒惰的后果。
So in the past, I was able to get away with getting my homework done.Last minute.
那因为之前我都是最后一分一秒才开始做功课，但是我都可以做完。
And even throughout this year, I pushed off my homework load to the morning of the day it was due.
然后呢，甚至这一年我会在功课要交的那个早上才开始做功课。
I would go home and sleep perfectly fine like a baby, and wake up till 5 a.m. and I'm like, oh, I got to do homework.
所以我会回家，然后我就会可以很安稳的睡到凌晨五点，然后之后就开始做功课。
Okay, so I always got the homework done, but over time, projects started to stack and pile on top of each other.
那所以我一直以来都可以把功课做完，但是后来呢，功课越来越多。
Tests started to come up more often.
然后呢，之后就有越来越多的考试。
But even then, I still push the responsibilities of a student out of my life.
那虽然是这样子，那时候我还是没有真正的尽这个身为学生的应该尽的职分。
I was always confident about getting my work done or passing the test and worked at the bare minimum.
那因为那时候我对自己还是很有信心，我想我一定可以通过考试，然后我一定可以把功课做完。
So with this mindset, I always went to school with a plan, figuring out how I'm going to get my homework done.
那因为这样子，所以呢，每天我去学校的时候，我都会想说，那我今天要怎么样在学校把功课做完
？I would run through the schedule like.Oh, I'll do some of my math homework in lunch, and then I'll do the rest in like the period before the class.
那所以我可能就会想说，那我就在午饭时间做数学功课，然后在那个之前可能就做在之后的下节课做别的功课。
And this started to hurt my grades, and unknowingly gave me a really stressed heart.
那渐渐的我后来的成绩就变得不好，然后呢，我开始觉得非常的紧张或非常的忧虑。
Among these grades, my math grade was affected the most negatively.
那在所有的课程中，尤其是我的数学的成绩，被影响的最大。
So as you know, math is learned through learning the concepts.
那你知道，在学数学的时候，我们是学一些观念。
And to learn the concepts, you need to do the homework.
那如果你要了解这些数学题目的话，你需要做功课。
And you can probably guess I didn't do the homework.
所以就像你想的，没错，我没有做功课。
So I would look at the back of my math book.
所以我会我的数学课本我会翻到最后面。
To find all the odd number answers.
因为那个后面有那个所有奇数问题的答案。
And I would write them all down.Accordingly,
把他们就全部都写下来。
For all the even number problems,
然后所有偶数的问题呢
？I just rearranged all the odd number answers.
我就把所有奇数的答案再重新填在，把所有 I'm confused.
Oh, all the odd number answers
and rearranged. 我后来之后呢，我就会再把那个偶数问题的答案，我就是再把奇数问题再重新的填在里面。
If I don't have time to look at the back of the book, I would just write random numbers.
那如果我没有时间看那个书本后面的答案的话，我就是随便填一些数字。
So this way, I got my homework credit.
那因为这样子的话，我的那个我功课其实有拿到，就等于是老师就算是我有做功课。
But my test grades really destroyed my grade in the class.
但是之后当我考试的时候呢，我的数学的成绩就真的非常的受影响。
It's worth 80% of my grade.
因为考试的话是占百分之占这个整个课程的80%的成绩。
Okay, so this went on and on to the point of the last day of school.
所以我就一直这样子持续下去，直到最后一天
，which is
上课的最后一天，那就是期末考的时候。
So I had a 77 in the class.
所以那时候我在班上拿到的是77分。
But if I failed the class, I would have a 66.
但是如果我没有通过的话，如果
failed the test, right? Oh, failed the test.
所以，但是如果那时候我如果期末考没有考好的话，我可能就会拿到六十多分，我就这一堂就会被当掉。
Yeah, this means not passing.
那就表示说这一堂课没有通过。
So it like reality finally hit me, and I started studying the night before the finals.
所以那时候我才知道事实严重，所以呢，我才在期末考前一天才开始读书。
After reviewing some of the problems.
所以那时候我就复习了一些问题。
I realized I did not understand math.
然后那时候我就发现说我不了解数学。
So there was a huge possibility for me not passing the class.
所以这样在那样的情况下，我非常的可能我不会这堂课我不会过。
The fact that I already have like my original grade is a C in the class.
因为现在我那时候我在班上我已经拿到一个 C。
My parents, like who had really high expectations for me, like lowered it for me to a B.
那我父母他本来对我很大的期望，那他们也把他们期望降低，就说你拿到 B 就好了。
I still couldn't meet their expectations.
但是他们虽然这样子要求我，可是我还是没办法达到。
So it made me this made me have like a mental breakdown that night.
那因为这样子，所以考试的前一晚，我就整个人就好像都垮了。
So I took a walk around my neighborhood at like 10:30 p.m.
所以大概晚上十点半的时候，我就在我家附近走一走。
I did it to relieve stress.
因为希望这样子可以减轻一些压力。
And during that time, I cried out to God.
那在那个时候，我也向神呼求。
So I haven't cried out to God for a really long time. Well, this year.
那因为今年我并没有就是真正的呼求神很多次。
And I was like.A really bad student too.
那今年我也并不是一个好的学生。
But my desire to pass urged me and reminded me that God is the only solution.
但是因为我真的非常的想要通过这堂课，所以呢，就让我知，所以那时候我知道说，唯有从神我才可以得到答案。
Because in the past, God has always helped me, like when I was really low.
那因为之前当我在人生低潮的时候，神他都有帮助我。
And no matter how broken I was at the time.I know there's like a little spark of hope.
因为那时候不管我有多破碎，我都知道从他那边我可以得到一丝希望。
So I didn't ask for much. I just asked for peace.
那时候我没有跟神求很多，我只是说请给我平安。
And a 70 in the class.
然后还有可以让我在班上可以拿到70分。
Oh, and I told God that I would share this with people if a miracle happened.
那我跟神说，如果你真的给我这奇迹的话，我会和人家分，会和大家分享。
So it's the day of the test finals.
所以后来呢，就是期末考的那一天了。
My teacher told us that he curved the test already because his previous classes got horrendous scores.
那我老师跟我说，他把考试 成绩按比例加分，因为他之前的那一班考得非常的差。
When I received the test, I felt peace.
所以当我看到考收到考卷的时候，我有平安。
And I silently prayed to God.
然后我就在心中默祷。
I was able to finish it with a positive and hopeful feeling.
那时候我考卷写完的时候，我有一个很正面，然后我感觉心中有希望。
And ultimately, I received a 78 in the whole class.
那之后我在全班我都是得到78分。
So basically, I raised like 1% higher than my original grade.
所以等于说就是，我这个总成绩比我是可以有提高一点1%。
A rush of joy filled my heart as I thanked the Lord.
所以那时候我心中感觉非常喜乐，并且我感谢神。
To many of you, a 78 would seem like a shame, but this 78 was a lesson and a big grace from God.
那对于很多人可能拿到七十八分感觉很丢脸，可是对于我，这个是一个我学习到的，我一个学习到的体验，然后这也是神给我的恩典。
The Lord wanted me to stop being lazy and stop procrastinating and work hard.
因为这是神的功课，他要让我知道说我不能再这么懒惰，然后我要开始勤劳一点。
So I like to make an encouragement.
所以我想要鼓励大家。
Let's turn to Proverbs 6.
那请翻开箴言第六章。
Proverbs 6.
箴言第六章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
To 11.
第六节到十一节。
Can we read it together?
我们可以大家一起念吗？
Are you guys ready?
准备好了吗？
Okay. 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. 7. Which, having no captain, overseer, nor ruler, provide her supplies in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, you sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. So God is basically telling us to admire how hard the ants work, and we should be like them.
所以神在这边，他告诉我们要像蚂蚁一样，看蚂蚁有多勤劳，我们要像他一样。
So let's be diligent and hardworking for the Lord that loves us so much.
所以神他非常的爱我们，让我们就是也要非常的努力，然后更加勤劳。
Also, the hymn 501, He looked beyond my fault, really touched my heart.
那还有就是诗歌本501首，他关怀我们寻求，那这首诗非常的安慰我的心。
So there's one line that I really love is, I do not know just why he came to love me so, he looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
那其中一个歌词让我感觉到非常的安慰，就是说我不知道为什么我的神爱我，但是他可以关怀我的需求。
So it really touches me because it's really true. Like, I was a really like terrible person, but he still continues to love me and listen to my prayers.
那我很对，这的确是事实。然后我非常的感动，因为我并不是一个很好的人，可是神还是很爱我，然后他听我的祷告。
So let us not lose hope in the Lord and.
所以让我们在主里面不要觉得没有希望。
May all the glory and praise be unto His holy name.
愿一切的荣耀还有赞美都归于天上的神。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
Praise and thank God for Sister Sherry's testimony.
感谢神，Sherry 姐妹她的分享。
So the conclusion of her prayer is that we should not be lazy.
所以她得到的答案就是说不要懒惰。
And even though she, you know, she was a little bit lazy and she did not do what she needed to do, but God still had mercy on her.
那虽然她有点懒惰，她没有尽她应尽的本分，但是神还是施怜悯给她。
Of course, even though she said she, you know, previously she always can get by with very little work for her school.
因为当然她之前有讲到，她之前不需要做那么努力，她就可以还是可以通过。
And at the end, she realized that her grades were not too good.
但是之后，她发现说她成绩并不是很好。
And then when her grades not too good, especially the math, and she's, you know, she's, yeah, she she's just not doing well in math.
所以之后她发现说她在数学这一堂课她并没有她的成绩并不好。
And it's interesting. Then she said reality hit, and then she started to study the night before.
那非常有趣。那时候她说之后，她就看清事实，然后在期末考的前一天开始读书。
Because she usually just do it the morning before. And she's doing the night before, right?
通常她都是当天早上才开始做，而并不是。 前一晚上就开始做功课。
Actually, being lazy actually is not good for us as Christians.
所以，身为基督徒，懒惰对我们来说并不好。
Even though, of course, school is important, and school is important, and school is not important.
虽然学校对我们说可以说是重要，也可以说是不重要。
If you really give your best to school and whatever your grade you get, you should be happy with it, right? If you give your best.
那如果你已经尽你的全力的话，不管你拿到什么成绩，那你应该感到快乐。
But if you get an A minus and you don't give your best, you should not be happy with yourself.
但是如果你没有尽你的全力，你拿到 A 减，那这样你应该不要太高兴。
Because if you really get an A, why not? If you give your best, why not do that? Instead of slacking off.
因为如果你尽力你可以拿到A的话，那你为什么不再努力一点，反而要懒惰呢？
Actually, laziness not only can ruin our life, but also ruin our spiritual life.
那懒惰它不但对我们的平常生活没有益，它也会影响到我们的属灵生活。
And right now, this is the thing that I have a hard time with my little nephew. Right, he's very lazy.
那所以这个也是我的小侄子的一个问题，因为他非常懒惰。
If you have boogers hanging out his nose, if you don't tell him to blow his nose, he won't do it. He just eat it. Right?
如果他鼻子在鼻子都已经快出来的时候，你如果不叫他擤鼻涕，他不会，他会把它吃掉。
And I mean, it's hard to believe, but when you are so lazy, that's what happened, right?
所以真的很难想象的。但是当你真的是非常懒惰到一个程度的时候，你就会这样。
And of course, it's not a good characteristic for Christian to be lazy.
那所以，身为基督徒，当然我们不应该。
That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, they describe not only like a lion, not only like a face of a human, but also he described as an oxen.
所以才是为什么主耶稣他可以形容是像狮子，或者是像人子，或者是像一头牛。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ have no lazy bones in him at all. He was very diligent.
我们知道说主耶稣基督他不懒惰，他非常的勤劳。
And for the sake of glorifying God's name, you and I should not be lazy.
因为我们要颂赞，归荣耀给神的名，所以我们不应该懒惰。
And she said it's true, even though most of you, if you get a 78, you would be very upset, right? But for her, she's very joyful.
那她说的没错，可能很多人如果拿到78分，可能不高兴，但是对她来说，她很高兴。
Why? Because her expectation only to get a 70, but she got a 78, so she was very happy.
因为她当时只想说，只要拿到70就好，可是不但没有拿到70，她拿到78。
So that's why, you know, don't think if you get an A, you'd be joyful, but even a 78, you can be joyful.
所以不要想说只有拿到A才会快乐，你拿到70分也可以快乐。
It depends if you try your hardest and you can see that God is with you.
因为主要是看说你是否有尽的全力，然后还有是否神与你同在。
So thank God, Sister Vivian.
感谢神，再来请Vivian姐妹。
Let's all bow our heads and pray.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen. So, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify about a time God showed mercy on me.
奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证，关于有一次神他对我有怜悯。
So, when I was younger, I had allergies.
当我还比较小的时候，我有过敏。
And they were stabilized with steroid creams and pills.
那当时我就是靠着类固醇的药膏和药片来控制我的过敏。
And right now I just have to take pills every day.
那所以现在的话，我每一天都需要吃药。
So if I don't take one pill for more than 24 hours, rashes, hives, and itchiness start all over my body.
所以我只要在24小时之内没有吃药的话，我就会开始起。 全身起疹子，然后或者是麻疹，然后开始会觉得非常的痒。
So on registration day, I forgot to take my medication.
所以在注册的那一天，我忘记吃药。
However, I was not worried about it because I knew I could just take it on Monday.
那但是那时候我并不太担心，因为我知道我星期一的时候可以吃药。
However, on Monday, I decided to fast during breakfast and lunch.
但是 但是在星期一的时候，那时候我决定要早餐跟午餐都要禁食。
Because I was motivated and there was group fasting.
因为那时候，我有这种动力，然后再加上我的小组也要禁食。
And during the time I was fasting, it felt like a living hell for me.
那时候当我在禁食祷告的时候，我感觉我好像在地狱。
My whole body was itchy.
因为我全身都很痒。
Especially my eyes, my nose, my mouth, the inside of my mouth, and my whole face, basically.
那因为就是我眼睛、我的鼻子、我的嘴巴、我嘴巴里面，还有我的整个脸。
And also my arms, my stomach, my legs, and the bottom of my feet. I remember I would keep on itching them with my sandals. So.
那因为还有我的手、我的肚子、我的脚，还有我的脚底，全部都非常的痒。
And on top of the itchiness,
那除了很痒以外
I was also sneezing, having runny noses.
那时候我还不断的打喷嚏，然后一直流鼻水。
So during this time, I was struggling between fasting and taking my medication, thus drinking water.
那因为那时候我就开始在挣扎，我应该是要继续的禁食祷告呢，还是吃药？那如果吃药的话，就需要喝水。
And during the prayer before dinner,
所以在晚餐之前的祷告。
Right when I thought I could not take it anymore.
那时候我觉得我不能再承受这一切了。
I pleaded to God for mercy and help.
所以那时候我呼求神，求他怜悯我，并且帮助我。
I then felt most of my itchiness subside and my runny nose stopped.
然后那时候我就感觉到我全身并没有再那么痒了，然后我也不再流鼻水了。
And I was able to follow through with my promise to God of fasting.
所以那时候我就可以继续遵守我对神的承诺，就是看他禁食祷告。
Through this experience, I learned that we humans are extremely weak.
那从这一次的经验，让我知道说，身为人，我们是非常的软弱的。
But during these times, God will always support us and help.
但是在这样的时候，神他一定会帮助我们。
Okay. Lastly, I would like to share a verse.
那最后，我想和你分享一个经节。
Lamentations 3:22-23.
耶利米哀歌第三章22-23.
Lamentations 3:22-23. Through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So I really thank God for his mercy and great help.
所以我非常感谢神他的怜悯还有他的帮助。
May all the glory, power, and praise be unto his holy name.
愿一切的荣耀、权力还有赞美都归于他的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Praise and thank God for Sister Vivian's testimony.
感谢赞美神，刚刚Vivian 姐妹的分享。
And she testified how if she doesn't take a pill for one day, her come from her head to her toes, she feel very itchy and full of rash.
那她刚刚见证说，如果她只要一天不吃药，她从头到脚她都会非常的痒。
You know, hearing that alone, you and I should be thankful that you and I don't need.To do that.
所以听到他这样的见证，我们首先要先感谢神，因为我们没有这样的状况。
Because when she was sharing the testimony, I also thought about my niece Evelyn. My niece Evelyn, she also had very bad rash and stuff like that too to her body.
因为当我在听他的见证的时候，我想到我的侄女 Evelyn， 因为她也有这个起疹子，然后很痒的这种问题。
And even though she can try so hard not to scratch it, but it's very difficult. But just very, very itchy, just like Vivian described how, she, you know, that on that.On Monday, when she was fasting, did not take her pills.
那可以，虽然我的子女她试着不要去抓，但是因为实在是太痒了，所以很不舒服。所以就像是她刚刚分享，在星期一的时候，她进食的时候，因为没有吃药，所以很痒。
But even though she knew she had to take the pills, you know, if she taken the pills, she needed to drink water.
但她知道说，如果那时候她吃药片的话，她就需要喝水。
But at the same time, she also wanted to fast to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但同时，她还是想要向主耶稣进食祷告。
And she has the faith to fast.Even though she knows that her body might be itchy,
所以她有信心禁食祷告。虽然她知道说她的身体可能会很痒。
I mean, you know, for us, that is truly fasting.
所以这样的话对我们来说，她那样子的精神是真的的禁食祷
告。For example, maybe some of us when we fast dinner, so we eat extra lunch.、Right?
因为像有时候我们要 知道晚餐要进食，我们午餐就会吃特别的多。
And then we know that we don't eat breakfast because we fasting, so eat extra dinner and late night snack.
那所以，比如说隔天，你知道隔天早上要进食，所以你就晚餐吃的特别多，或者是晚上的点心吃特别多。
Actually, that's not fasting.
如果是那样的话，那就不是真正的进食。
That's calling skipping a meal.
这个就叫说你一餐没有吃。
But even then, you already take enough lunch to fulfill your dinner meal, so it's not fasting.
因为那时候你的午餐吃特别的多，所以其实就等于是吃了晚餐，那不是真正的进食。Because
for example, like breakfast, I usually don't eat breakfast. So if you don't eat breakfast, it's not fasting to me because I never eat breakfast.
因为对我来说，平常我本来就不吃早餐，所以早餐不吃对我来说。
Because fasting is to deny something that you and I enjoy doing, and then we fast it to the Lord.
因为真正的禁食是你否定一些否定掉自己本来喜欢或想要的东西，然后因为神，你就是舍去那些跟他禁食祷告。
But for Sister Vivian's case, her heart was really, you know, she really wanted to fast to the Lord, even though she know that she will be very itchy.
那对 Vivian 姐妹而言，她的心中真的很想要向神禁食。
But even though at the end she almost gave up, but she, you know, cried out to the Lord, and the Lord subsided all the itchiness.
那虽然她那时候全身很痒，她快要放弃了，但是她向神呼求，神就帮助她，让她不再那么痒。
And then she became very grateful and thankful that God allowed her to do that, to, you know, to fast, you know, for Him.
所以后来她非常感谢神，神帮助她，所以让她可以继续的向神尽职祷告。So
praise and thank God for her testimony.
所以感谢赞美神。Brother
Ivan.
So before we begin, let's bow our heads and pray.
那请大家低头默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
So, life itself was pretty hard for me to keep on going in. It was that there's a lot of, there's just, for me, everything was going on in like a flow of motion. I don't really have much purpose, I just have to do what people tell me. And as long as I don't do anything wrong, I was okay with it.
那生命对我来说有点难以捉摸，就感觉好像是我就是继续的活下去，然后但是没有一个特别的目标，人家叫我做什么我就做什么。And
from that kind of mindset, that's how I became addicted to video games.
那因为我有这样的想法，所以后来我就对玩电动游戏上了瘾。So
some history. When I was really young, I have two siblings, and I always watched them play video games.
那跟你讲一下我的背景，当我在很小的时候，我有两个大哥或姐姐哥哥。一个哥哥，一个姐姐，所以我从很小的时候我就看着他们玩电动玩具。And
so from that very early exposure, I was like, okay, I like video games too, so.
所以小时候看到的时候，我就知道，我会觉得说，哦，那我也喜欢玩电动玩具。So
the moment I could use my fingers to tap on the little keyboard and stuff like that, I played video games.
所以当我的手指头我知道怎么按的时候，我就开始玩电动玩具了。And
as I grew up, video games were still always on my mind. I played a lot of different kinds of video games.
那所以慢慢长大后，我就继续的玩不同种、很多不同类型的电动玩具。And
it came to the point that anytime I had free time, I really wanted to play video games.
所以之后变成只要有任何空档时间，我就会想要玩电动玩具。
And so, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that actually also happened through, but eventually it came to the point, now last year, it was, I had to get ready for RHTS, my first one.
那当然中间发生很多事情，那主要就是说去年的时候我需要参加高中神训班。
Now there was this one very specific game that I was crazy about.
那当时我正在疯狂地玩一个电动玩具。
That during school, after I finished enough, I would I could only play on weekends. But during the days, I would sneak some like watch YouTube videos on how to play it and how like you know stuff like that.
那通常我都在上学的时候，我都只有周末的时候才可以玩电动玩具。但是在日常生活中，我可能就会上 YouTube 然后看说要怎么样才可以过关等等。
And when I actually played, I played at least for 2 hours.
那当我玩的时候，我大概玩至少两个小时。
And it also came to the point when I was sleeping, I would think about it. When I wasn't playing, I would still think about it.
所以那时候等于我在睡觉的时候，我也会想这个电玩，然后当我平常也会想。
The most deadly part of it is that during prayer, I also thought about it.
那最致命的一点就是说，当我在祷告的时候，我也在想这电动玩具。
And so I finished school, and summer break was around just before RHTS last year.
所以在去年的时候，我的学期结束，刚好是在高中神学班之前开始的之前。I
get really bored easily.
那时候很容易感觉到无聊。And
since Arizona at summer, it's the minimum is 90, maximum we've had 120.
那因为那时候是在 Arizona， 那时候那里的夏天最少至少90度，最高可以达到120度。
So I'm stuck in the house. I'm really bored, and the best thing I know to do is play video games.
所以那时候我在家，然后我又很无聊，所以我知道最好的方法就是玩电动玩具。
So during summer break, I would play that video game every day since I'm off school for at least 4 hours.
那所以那时候放暑假的时候，因为我没有上课了，所以我至少每一天玩四个小时，
including Saturdays.
也包括星期六。
And so finally, I went to RCS last year.
所以之后，然后那时候去年我就开始参加高中神训班。
Quick quiz, does anyone know what the theme of last year's RHTS was?
所以想考一下大家，你们还记得去年的高中神训班的主题是什么吗？
Yeah. And
所以是祷告的生活。
So by God's mercy, I didn't think about that game as much as I thought I would.
那因神怜悯，所以我在参加的时候并没有一直想电动玩具。
But there was still that attending RSTS, there was a lack of fulfillment.
但是当我在参加神训班的时候，还是感觉不太满足。
And during that RSTS, I also realized something very important.
那在那个神训班的时候，我也学到一件很重要的事情。
That this video game was essentially taking away parts of my life.
那就是玩这个电动玩具，它已经剥夺了我的生命的一部分。
And if you listen to Pastor Liang's class, Slow Motion Spiritual Suicide.
那如果你有听过梁传道讲的话，就是你等于是在灵性上面，你慢慢的自杀。
So the last few days of RSTS, I felt so sad and unfulfilled that I prayed to God that I would try not to play that specific game for the entire year, for an entire year.
那所以在高中神训班快结束的前几天，那时候我还是非常的不高兴，我觉得然后觉得不满足，所以那时候我祷告的时候跟神讲说，那我决心我再来一年我都不玩这一种电动玩具。
So right after RSTS, I actually started off pretty well.
那高中神训班结束后，刚开始我做的还不错。
But then school started, and I needed something to take off my mind off of being stressful.
那因为后来之后开学了，觉得压力有点大，所以需要做一些事情来减低自己的压力。
I didn't go to that game, but I still did media surfing.
那虽然我没有在玩那一种电动玩具了，但是我还是会上网等等。
And so that persisted for the first semester of that. My first high school year.
所以我高中第一年的第一个学期就这样度过。And
then winter SSC came around.
那再来就是冬季的学生联欢会。What's
the theme for that?
那记得那时候的主题是什么吗？
Love. Yeah.
就是爱的生活。Yeah.
The classes were very edifying.
那些课程都非常的。
But to my very much surprise, right after winter SSC,
那但是那时候我很惊讶，就是在这个冬季的学生联欢会结束后，
I played a different video game, not the one I mentioned that I prayed about.
那时候我就开始玩了另外一种电动玩具，并不是我之前祷告的那一种。
The reason why I did that was two reasons. One, I got bored again.
那我那样做是有两个原因，第一个是因为我又开始觉得无聊。
And number two, my brother was playing it.
那第二个原因是因为我哥哥自己也在玩。And
so I followed suit.
所以我就只是跟着他玩。
But eventually, I again had that feeling of slow motion spiritual suicide.
那但是之后，我又有那种感觉，好像是我在灵性上慢慢的在自杀。
So I stopped playing that one too.
所以后来我也停止玩了那一种电动玩具。
And so finally, summer break for this year came around.
那再来就是暑假，然后今年就到了。And
to my surprise, I was really excited to come here for RSTS.
那对我来说，我自己也很惊讶，其实非常的向往来这一次的高中神训班。
By that time, I pretty much forgot about, I prayed about this the video game addiction, that specific one.
但是在这个时候，当时我已经忘记了之前我跟神特别祷告关于就是我玩电动玩具上瘾的事情，就是不能玩那个电动玩具的事情。
But this yearning for RSTS was very strong.
那这一次要来高中神训班的那种渴慕的心很强。
I had the need to feel prepared for RSTS.
那时候我就来之前就感觉说我想要先准备好自己。
So I made sure I read the Bible verses they posted on the website.
所以呢，来之前呢，我就先把应该该读的圣经经节都先读了一遍。
But I finished that relatively early.
但是我很早就读完了。
So now I was having a minor back and forth. Do I want to do something I want, or should I keep reading that again?
那所以读完了后，我那时候就在挣扎，不知道说再来应该是做我自己喜欢做的事呢，还是再把这些圣经节再重读一次。
Wow, hold on, I just remembered something. Right after Winter SSC, I actually almost very very close played that original game I prayed about.
那我想要回去。 因为我刚漏了一点，就是在冬季的学生联欢会结束后，其实我差一点就要回去玩那个我当时起初向神祷告我不再玩的那个游戏。Ironically,
I have to attribute to my brother for helping me on this.
那很讽刺的是，我要谢谢我哥哥，因为他在这上面帮助我。All
he said was, "It's almost dinner time."
那时候他只讲就说，哦，快要晚餐时间快到了。And
so I didn't play that game. Okay.
所以因为他那样讲，所以我就没有玩那个电动玩具。
Alright, so back to this year summer break. I was still doing the media surfing. It did get a little heavier compared to last year.
那就回到今年，就是暑假的时候，我还是不断的上网。那今年上网比之前更多。And
now finally, I made it to RSTS.
然后再来就是我到了高中神训班。The
first dinner we had with my group.
那当时我们第一个晚上，我在跟我的小组吃晚餐的时候
，Sorry to say this, but you guys did talk a little bit about video games.
抱歉，我这样子说，但是那时候你们的确有在谈论一些电动玩具的事。
And then our group leader also mentioned the name of that video game that I played, that I prayed about.
然后我们这个小组领导者他那时候也提到了我那时候在挣扎的那个电动玩具的名字。
And that's when. And that's when I remembered that I prayed about that video game.
所以当我听到的时候，我才想起说，哦，我记得我以前有为这件事情祷告过。So
here in RSTS, I've been able to reflect.
所以在这一次的高中神训班，让我机会让我可以回想。That
God really did answer my prayer and help me through this essentially media fast.
那我可以思想到，就是神他的确他有回应我的祷告，然后还有包括就是说我的 and also the media fast.
Well, like just that video game fast.
然后还有帮助我，让我不再玩我那时候祷告的那一种电动玩游戏。
Also in general, my video gaming itself like was much less often.
因为那个之后，我大致上来说我。
And so now attending, also listening to more some Pastor Liang mathematics, there's an equation I thought about.
然后之后，我又听到了梁传道的正道，他讲到了一个数学的公式。
The equation is life minus God equals what?
然后他那时候讲说，生命减掉神是等于什么？
Would anyone like to answer?
有没有人要回答？
Yeah.
就是等于没有生命。
Life minus God equals death.
所以等于说，生命减掉神就等于死亡。
Because if you add God on both sides.
那因为如果你在两这个公式两边都加了神。
Life equals God.
那就是等于说，生命就等于神。
And so thank God He is very merciful and good to me.
那感谢神，他向我施怜悯，然后对我非常的好。
And I am very certain he is merciful and good to all of us as well.
那我也非常的确定，他对我们每一个人也都是非常的有怜悯的心。
So at the end of the day, when we go back to our homes,
所以在这个结束后，当我们回到我们的家
，that it's important to keep up a prayer with God.
我们很重要的一点是，我们要继续向神祷告。
That we can confess our trials and temptations to God.
那当我们遇到了试探或者试炼的时候，我们要向神承认祷告。
And if we have the faith, if we have the faith,
那如果我们有信心的话
，God will certainly help us.
那神他一定会帮助我们。
So thank God. May all the blessings, honor, glory, and power be unto His holy name.
感谢神，愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归于天上真神名。
Amen.
Praise and thank God for Brother Ivan's testimony.
那感谢Ivan弟兄刚刚的见证。
It's very brave of him to testify that you know he was addicted to the video games.
那要让他承认说他对我电动玩具有上瘾的话的这个见证，他是很勇敢的。
And at first he said the reason why he was addicted first he saw his two siblings were playing right video games.
那他说他刚开始会上瘾的原因是因为他看到他的大哥哥大姐姐他们在玩。
So yeah, older brothers, be merciful to your younger brothers and teach them the right way, right? Not to play video games.
所以如果你是大哥大姐的话，那你要有怜悯的心，你要教导你的弟弟妹妹要走在正路上。
And second, he said he's bored, right? It's nothing to do. Phoenix, like the you know, in the summertime is 90 to 120 degrees, right? That's quite hot, right?
那还有再来就是说，他就讲到说，因为他很无聊，因为那时候在 Phoenix 可能90或者100到高达120度。
And I think this second reason why a lot of us fall into different kind of addiction because we are bored and we have nothing to do.
那我想他讲的第二点无聊，是很多原因为什么我们可能对某种东西会上瘾。
And that's why quite often our parents, you know, tell us to take up piano, play the violin, take Chinese school, all that kind of stuff, right? So you have something to do.
所以才是为什么父母亲有时候会叫我们学钢琴、学小提琴，或者是上中文学校，因为这样的话我们才有事情可以做。
And quite often, you know, if you and I have nothing to do, we should, you know, take up sports or something like that. Right? Do something to keep yourself busy.
所以如果你真的都没有什么事可以做的话，那你可以比如说做一些运动啊，做一些可以让你自己比较忙的事。
Maybe build a pond, build a garden, or something, right?
或者比如说种在花园种花种草啊，或者是做水池等等。
Quite often, if you and I just sit home and do nothing, and then we'll do something that we don't want to do, that is quite often is sinning against God.
因为如果我们没有事就只坐在家的话，那之后我们可能会做一些做一些得罪神的事。
And then, of course, he continued to pray and ask God really to he want to make determination to stop playing his favorite video games. And we have no idea what that is, which video game it is, but he's the one he addicted to.
那所以之后他很努力的祷告，然后求神让他不要再对那个某一种的电动玩具上瘾。
But it said it got to the point that pretty much when he's sleep he thought about it, when he's awake he thought about it, even when he's praying he thought about it. That is an addiction.
因为他那时候提到说，当他在睡觉的时候也想这个电动玩具，然后起来的时候也在想，甚至祷告的时候也会在想这个电动游戏，所以这个就是上瘾。
And that's why the Bible says where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. And his treasure is that video game. That's why his heart and mind's into it.
所以在圣经上面说，你的宝藏在哪里，你的心也在哪里。那那时候对他来说，电动游戏就是他的保障，所以他的心也在那边。
So during school, he played average of 4 hours, right, including on Saturday, he said.
所以呢，他说在学校的时候，他大概平均玩4个小时，然后包括安息日。
So where are your parents all this time when you're playing video games?
所以你在玩电动玩具的时候，你的父母在哪边？我爸爸妈妈那时候都很忙。
So he's saying that both his mom and dad were busy.
所以他说那时候他爸爸妈妈都很忙。
So mom and dad, don't be too busy.
所以父母们请不要太忙。
Yeah, take time to really spend some time with our children, right? Because if they have nothing to do, give them something to do. Maybe, you know, I mean, that's why my nephew, when it's time to go to bed, he loves to go to bed. Why? Because if he stay awake, he have plenty of things to do.
那所以就是父母可能要跟孩子多一点时间 然后如果发现他们没事情做的话，给他们一些事情做。所以才是为什么我的侄子他很喜欢睡觉时间，因为如果他醒来的话，我就会给他事情做。
So most children, when it's time to bed, go to bed, they don't want to go to bed.
那有些小孩子是睡觉时间的时候，他们不想要睡觉。
But I conditioned my nephew so well that at 9 o'clock, he's like, "Uncle, can I go to bed?"
那我的侄子的话，大概晚上九点的时候，他就会说，叔叔，我可以去睡觉了吗？
Because if he's awake, hey, this dish is in the dishwasher, put it away.
因为如果他醒来的话，我会说，哦，那那个洗碗机里面还有一些碗盘，你把它放回原位。
And the floors need to be vacuum the floor.
然后还有或者是地上需要吸尘，你赶紧去吸尘。
And your bathrooms need to be cleaning too.
然后还有你要清自己的厕所。
So if you do that, why would he want to stay awake? No, he go to sleep. But when he sleep, he really sleep.If he's still awake while he's sleeping, I tell him, "Hey, get up! You cannot sleep. Do some work, so you get tired, so you can go to sleep."
所以这样子的话，所以那时候，所以他就在睡觉。如果我们这样对我们的孩子的话，他们一定会赶快去睡觉。那如果他在睡觉的时候，我看到他没有真正睡着，我会说：“那你不累，你起来，你把这些事情做完。”
Of course, when we say find something to do, it doesn't mean that you and I just pray all day and read the Bible all day. That's not the point.
那当我说要找事情做的时候，并不代表说就是一整天就是只有读经跟祷告。
Because God is not meant for us to read all day and pray all day. No, we also have to balance our life also.
因为我们的生命就是生活也是要有平衡，并不是一整天就只有只祷告跟读经。
So you spend time with God.
所以就是你要花时间跟神相处。
Spend time with your family.
花时间跟你的家人相处。
Spend time with your school.
然后花时间做学校的东西。
And spend time with yourself.
然后还有你自己要花时间。
When you say spend time with yourself, this means you know not playing video games, not watching porn, that kind of stuff. That's not spending time with yourself. That is killing yourself.
那和你自己有独处的时间，并不是说就是叫你玩电动玩具，或者是看色情的影片，因为你在做这样的事情的时候，你是在杀你自己。
Yeah, like sisters, you know, crochet or something, knitting or something like that, right? Keep yourself busy.
像姐妹的话，你可以比如说织东西啊等等。
Brothers, a lot of you are skinny, lift weights or something, you know.
弟兄的话，
里面
很多人都很瘦，你们可以就是举重啊等等。
Just really find something to do.
所以就是找一些事情做。
So really, but in the end, he said the reason why he wanted to play with the video game actually because he said it was lack of fulfillment.This is also another reason why so many young people you know, get addicted to certain things because we are not being fulfilled.
那他那时候提到说，其中他一直玩电动游戏的原因是因为他感觉不到那种满足感。那在今天有很多青年也是上瘾，也是因为这样的感觉。
And the only way we can be fulfilled actually is from the love of our parents.
那如果真的要那种满足感的话。其中一个就是要从父母那边得到爱
and from the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
还有就是说从我们主耶稣基督那边得到爱
and doing things that you know can bring other people involved, right? And can help people and things like that. That's how we find fulfillment.
那就是要跟人在做的事情的时候跟人家有些互动，然后要帮助别人。那从这些事情上，你也可以得到一些满足。
And it's completely true. Life without Jesus is no life.
那他刚刚说的，没有错。一个人的人生如果没有主耶稣，那就等于说没有人生。
So we truly praise and thank God for all your testimony.
那非常感谢神，你们所有人的见证。
And may God continue to guide you and bless you.
愿神继续的带领你，并且赐福于你。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
请低头默祷。
Amen.